Welcome to episode 558 of Salcedo Paranormal. I'm your host, James Salcedo, and tonight I'm sharing true paranormal stories on the web. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening. Whether you are here for the live streams on Discord, or you listen on the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting, there you can hear replays of two episodes of the show every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. And as always, I want to thank Michael Strange, host of Trouble Minds Radio, for having me on the network and posting all my shows there. If you'd like to support the show, you can always share it with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platforms. You can also find paranormal fiction and nonfiction books I've written over on Amazon. Excuse me. You can also sign up for the Patreon page and get one extra show per month of these true paranormal stories from the web shows whenever I'm able. You can also just make one-time donations through PayPal. Support is never expected, but always appreciated, as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. And sometimes those expenses for the equipment can happen suddenly as well. So that happened about a month ago. I needed to get a new computer, so luckily I was able to get one. But just another thing I was thinking about just now is that, yeah. But anyway. So yeah, that covers all of that. Getting back to, I love all doing all these shows, but I really love the personal experiences and sharing them and talking about them. And so glad to be back doing this kind of show again. And so let me get right to it here. And so let's see here. Okay. Let me scroll down a little bit so I have the whole thing. All right, there we go. Says, I was walking through the kitchen after using the bathroom when I heard a thud that seemed to come from the front door. Thinking it might be a late package delivery, I opened the front door to check, but found nothing unusual. After closing the door and dismissing the incident, I walked into my room to get my phone. I found the phone on the floor, much further away from the bed than it could have fallen on its own. My dog and I were the only ones at home, and neither of us were in that room at the time of the sound. I had placed my phone firmly on a specific spot on my pillow where I often put it, and it had never fallen before. The distance the phone traveled was about 18 inches from the bed onto the floor, landing face down with the power port facing the bed. I believe that whatever caused the phone to be flung did so with considerable force, as the bang was loud. I am not particularly frightened by the incident. I'm wondering if the apartment is haunted. The building is old, and I imagine that some tenants may have died here in the past. I am interested in finding out more about the potential haunting in the future. And that's where that one ends. I always wonder, when it comes to some technology, if you are dealing with sort of people from another time, What if they sort of didn't know what it was and suddenly found themselves or found it near them and just sort of batted it away? I wonder if that can cause or it can be the explanation for some events, because obviously the go-to response for a lot of people, and understandably in a way, will be, oh, that was someone sending a message. That was someone just angry and evil throwing the phone. But I wonder how often it's just sort of some other being, whether it's a person in another time that somehow overlapped with the phone, or who knows, being surprised by it, suddenly maybe even being there and then just batting it away. Especially if they were from a different time period where they've never seen one of those before. I could see that happening as well. Just as the same as I could see someone from another time who was maybe more curious of things, picking it up and having it vanish from the person's, the current owner's time, having it vanish on them, and this other person or spirit has it and is checking it out and then put it down after the fact. So, and yeah, that's a good point as well. Jeff in the chat, I wonder more about the front door thud. Did they chalk it up to the phone falling? And it sounds like that's what they did, but I also wonder, because it doesn't sound like the sound came from the doesn't seem like the sound came from the same place. Unless their bedroom is like right by their front door, which seems kind of odd. But I could also see someone writing it off, or at least wanting to write it off as it must have been the phone. I must have heard wrong. I could see that as well. But yeah, it could have been two different things going on. I was also thinking, couldn't it have been some kind of a transfer of energy of some kind that went from the... Yeah, and sound does travel strangely. But that caused the phone to be driven or pushed off the bed, off the pillow. So I don't know. But a lot of possibilities there. Again, as I always like to say, that's possible too, but it does say that the dog was not in that room when the sound happened. So I don't know about that either. But yeah, I guess if it got there fast enough, maybe the writer didn't even know that the dog wasn't in that room. So definitely possible as well. But yeah, so it's amazing how often cell phones, are involved in the stories. Again, my favorite one of all time with that is, I've talked about before a few times just because it is my favorite, is the case where this family was in their house and they had this one spot in their kitchen that always felt weird. And one day the dad dropped his phone at that spot and they heard the sound of it hitting the floor. But then when they looked, it was not there. And they couldn't find it. And then years later, they heard the sound, same sound, of something hitting the kitchen floor. And they found that phone. And it was the dad's old phone. That to me is just wild. But it's just amazing to me how often these devices, which really, if you think about it, compared to some older batteries, it's a massive battery. And energy, just so much energy in these modern devices. I wonder if that sort of attracts activity on its own in some cases. But yeah, so I don't know, but it does seem like those, I could probably do a whole search. I did find out recently, and I haven't done this for a show yet, but I figured out recently how to search for certain just phrases or keywords in websites that have accounts of people's experiences and get results for those key phrases or words. And so one of these days I will do some shows like that. I keep forgetting to do that. But yeah. So anyway, let's get back to the stories here. Get to the next one. And let me see. Okay. This one says, I lived in a small town when I was around 6 or 7 years old. On the 4th of July, while my family was watching fireworks, I noticed a kid who appeared to be around 10 years old in my neighbor's yard. At the time, I didn't question the kid's presence, assuming it could have been my neighbor's child, since I didn't know the neighbors well. When I was about 11 years old, I would walk home from school, which was a short walk. That same kid, appearing to be the same age as before, would always follow me on my walk home. The kid would eventually go to a house on my street, but the house was always different each time. At some point during the walk, the kid would disappear. No one else seemed to notice the kid, and most people that I talked to didn't know who he was. I have been weirded out by this child for a long time. What was going on? Your guess is as good as mine. That's where that one ends. And it sounds like some, either a spirit or entity, that stayed in that form, that never changed over years. I wonder if, and that's Logan, my cat, I guess, saying hello. I wonder if this other kid or person or entity was following the writer there because they noticed that they were being noticed. I think that happens in some cases, especially in cases where there's nothing otherwise negative that happens. Just like, hey, you can see me. How is that possible? So yeah, I don't know, but that's what I wonder about with that story, with that case, that experience. So, okay. So we have a story put in the chat here live. So we'll go to this here. And love to have you back on the show sometime, Jeff, as well. But this is from Jeff in the chat. Says, I got one from yesterday. I thought I had my phone in my tool bag at a customer's house. I even hesitated to pick up my bag and asked the customer, what was that? It sounded like the phone was in my bag. Huh. I may have to get some more details on that sometime, Jeff. Like I said, we'll have to talk, and maybe you can come back on the show sometime. Not tonight, because like I said, I'm in the middle of reading some stuff here, but I'd love to have you on another time. I was actually thinking of you because we've talked and things, and like I said, had another friend mention that they wouldn't mind coming back on the show too, so that's sort of what made me mention earlier in another episode that anyone who has been on the show before who has had experiences, if you have more, you're always welcome to come back on. So, but let me see here. So, oh yeah, good. Sounds good. So it looks like we'll arrange it, but we'll be having Jeff back on the show again at some point. So no pressure at all, of course, just wanted to make sure he had that offer. But yeah, so no, phones are just, I do think there's something to do with technology and all that, and the interaction, and so awesome. That'll be great. Definitely go back and find all the listener experiences shows, but I believe the last one I did was with Jeff, I believe. So yeah, so that's it. But anyway, going back to that story with that kid, that is an amazing one. And that, like I said, I wonder if it's just because whoever that was noticed that they were being noticed and sort of was trying to figure out how or why. But anyway, moving on to the next story here. Let's see. Okay. This one says, I was born and raised in the Appalachia area of the U.S. and am open to the paranormal, having had several experiences in my life. Yesterday around noon, I was in the woods with my husband, who was fishing at the lake. I sat about 10 feet back in the tree line to have more protection from the wind while I was reading a book. Occasionally, I stopped reading when I heard rustling or birds, as I also enjoy bird watching. But I never really saw anything when looking around with my binoculars. I started hearing sounds of a woman humming a song that seemed very close, but there were no sounds of leaves rustling on the ground from someone walking by on the path. I looked around to make sure I wasn't in someone's way and realized I wasn't hearing footsteps. I started to look through my binoculars, but became too scared. My husband decided to pack up because the lake seemed to be fished out. As I gathered my belongings, the humming sounded like it was getting closer, and I could feel eyes on me. I walked out of the woods very quickly, faster than ever before. When I reached the car, I told my husband about the humming, but he hadn't heard it. My husband is skeptical of the paranormal and tries to explain it away. What could have made those sounds? And that's where that one ends. So again, another common thing that we've found in the show here with all these stories of experiences is strange things happening in the woods or near woods or in nature. Just to show us again, as always, that unexplainable events happen everywhere, not just in buildings, but just about they can happen anywhere. The voice, the humming without the footsteps, that's always amazing as well. Again, I've had that before. I recently just talked about that in the show where I heard a conversation of between two people. And it sounded like they were just walking through my apartment, like they didn't see that there was an apartment there. And I heard their voices, but I did not hear any footsteps in their footsteps. And of course I didn't see anything. But they just walked right through the front and walked through on out to the back. And they were heading towards a nearby nursing home. So I don't know what was going on there, if it was some kind of dimensional interaction, bleed over kind of thing. But I wonder if it was sort of the whole thing happening, similar things happening. So, I don't know. But yeah, cicada. Yeah, who knows? But the sense of eyes on the person there as well. Again, I wonder how often this happens where two entities, whether it's people or spirits and or whatever else, encounter each other, and they're just grandparents gone wild, says Dawn in the chat. They just encounter each other, and maybe the eyes on the writer there that was sensing and hearing that sound, it was this other person realizing, oh, there's someone else here. I wonder how often that happens. Again, I know I mentioned that already tonight with another story, but I think I don't think every encounter is always automatically a message of, hey, I'm trying to contact you, or for whatever reason. So I think sometimes it's just random encounters between two consciousnesses that are in a place, and there's an interaction. So. But anyway, so yeah, I don't know, but that's the ones in the woods are always creepy in a way, especially if you can't see them, and if there's nothing else going on. I'm wondering what the humming, it says it sounded like a woman. I wonder, I don't know. Yeah, right place, right time, exactly. The different energies around and all these different factors, environmental factors, energy factors, just line up just right, and boom, you have a paranormal experience, especially in those cases where it's but yeah, a wrong time. Yeah. But I wonder how often it's just the right situation or just the right alignment of things leads to events like that, especially when it's maybe someone that has never had an experience before, so that they're not usually picking up on that kind of stuff. But I think we can get one more story in here before we stop for tonight. So I will do that. Let's see here. Okay, this one says, I live in a country with long winters and a lot of snow. On a sunny day, when the snow had melted, I went outside to relax in the garden. I was reading ahead too much. I noticed something shining underneath old leaves in the grass. The shining object was a silver chain necklace in the garden. Let me see here. I'm sorry, nope, I missed the line. A silver chain necklace. And there was also a bird skull nearby. That's odd. I found it weird to see the necklace in the garden suddenly, but picked it up and went inside. When my husband came home, I told him about the necklace. My husband asked to see it and was obviously creeped out once he did. He said it was the necklace his brother wore the day he passed unexpectedly in an accident 6 years earlier. My husband had received the necklace from the police after his brother's death and had been keeping it safe ever since. He believed the necklace was still safely inside the house. We have no idea how the necklace ended up in our garden. I wonder if this is some kind of sign. Who put the necklace there? And a lot of questions, as always. And there's also, as always, very few answers. I don't know. Could have been a sign. Could have also just been an apport, vanishes. But just the object vanished from wherever it was at for, again, who knows why or how. It's weird that it ended up near a bird skull. I don't know what a bird skull was doing there, but some other entity, maybe trying to, I don't know. Yes, exactly. Who killed the bird? Did it get buried in, I don't know. It seems like it'd be weird for it to get buried in snow. But yeah, so I have no idea with that one there. I'm guessing that the husband and wife there, they both checked and the necklace was not where it had been. I'm guessing, because they don't say that it wasn't the same necklace. Now, wouldn't that be wild if it was not the same necklace and it was just an exact duplicate that was found near that bird skull? Again, we have no idea, because with these accounts of experiences, what you have is what you have, which is a mixed bag there as far as can be. It's good in the way because you get to sort of just wonder. But it's also not always so fun because then you wonder about things and you can't ask questions after. So, yeah, weird unless you wore it at times. Right. So, yeah. So I don't know. But that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you all on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.